Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Pandemic. Oh, people starting to do it now a little bit more now that everyone's getting their shots and stuff like that. When you would, you know, get together with a friend and go out. Like tonight. Nice night. You, your friend, get together, just go out and do things. What do you call that? You call that hanging out, right?
Yeah.
No. The new name for that is a friendship date. Yes.
What do you mean the new name?
I don't know, Pebbles. Says who? There's some dude, people are trying to start a movement calling it friendship dates. Now, they're trying to call it, not like hanging out with your boys and stuff. They're trying to call when you go and hang out with somebody of the opposite sex.
Oh, is it only? What do you, I need more. I need more context. I don't really understand.
Any situation where somebody might be confused and go, oh, you guys like each other, so you're going out, and you're like, and you're going out as friends. They're right. Calling it friendship dates.
Okay.
Which is stupid. It is stupid. Why can't you just call it hanging out with my friend? Now, when you add the word date to it, now it does make it seem like you want to get with that person that you're with.
It puts a lot of pressure on it.
Yeah. If we go hang out tonight to the casino, me and you, and we get dressed up.
Yep.
Wouldn't you just say, I'm going to hang out with Ramiro to the casino?
Yeah. I mean, it would be weird, but yeah.
No, we're going on a friendship date, Melissa.
No, we're not.
Dang. I agree. Yes, Leroy.
Yeah, so, well, the guy on the Pulse was basically saying that we need to normalize friendship dating. So, for instance, if you and Ramiro, Melissa and Ramiro, let's say you guys were single. Ramiro calls you and says, look, Melissa, we're such great friends. Let me take you out on a date tonight.
I wouldn't do that.
And, well, that's what they're saying, that it needs to
that
be normal.
I don't think it has.
No.
To me, it just sounds like you're saying, let's do something special instead of just like, let's do, you know, like you call at the last minute and say, let's go have drinks. It sounds like they're saying, let's, you know, make it a special occasion. Like, all right, we're going to decide to go out to a, you know, really nice restaurant. We're going to get dressed up. We're going to do whatever. I mean,
they still shouldn't call it a date unless
it's
a date.
Why does the word date have to be attached to it?
Because one of the people wants to bang the other person.
But what is the big deal if you call it a date?
Why do you need to call it a date? It's just called hanging out with your friend. If you call it a date, that means you want to get with them. And whoever uses the word date has feelings for the other person.
I'll tell you why. Because to me, and maybe this is just my definition, but a definition of a date to me is a prearrangement with a possibility for love.
Yeah, go for it.
That's a date.
There are dates on the calendar to do all kinds of things.
I mean, that's different.
But it's not. I think they're just saying, like, let's open up the concept of dating so that it's not just about whether you want to be in a relationship. Because people always want to assume that anytime anyone gets together, that there's something might be going on.
Which, okay.
But if you use the word date, they're definitely going to assume. So if a guy said to you, Pebbles, let's go out tonight on a friendship date.
I think you guys are too hooked on to the word date.
You wouldn't think if a gentleman said to you, as opposed to just being like, hey, let's go to dinner tonight. If he said, let's go on a friendship date, you wouldn't have in your mind, like, I think this dude wants to get with me in any way, shape, or form.
But listen, maybe, yes. But it does not mean that's like, to me, if you're going to do a friendship date, it wouldn't be one person asking the other, like, oh, let me take you. It's like, let's go out on, you know, it's like, let's go out on date. I go out on dates with friends all the time.
Yeah, you
well,
hang out with
haven't
friends.
Been because right. of COVID, but, yeah. you know.
But you call it hanging out. You don't say I'm going out on a date with right. my girlfriend. We'd be like, really?
I think you guys are way too hung up on the word date.
Well, I think that whoever wrote this post clearly wants to bang the girl that he's going on yep. a friendship date
and
with.
And why does it have to be a member of the opposite sex then? Why are they stressing that part of it?
Because that's the point. It's like when
and
you,
people
it's
have
going out with somebody. It doesn't have to be the opposite sex, but going out with somebody about, that somebody might assume it's like you're trying to get with each other, a romantic relationship. So if you have two men and they're both gay and they yeah. go out, yeah. people are like, oh, you guys like each other. And they're like, no, we
so
don't
I
like
went to
other.
Dinner with
we'll
my girlfriend in the North End last weekend. So that was a date.
Is she a lesbian?
No.
Are you a lesbian?
Oh, Jesus.
No. Then no. It's you guys are hanging out. But if you guys both like girls, then people, then you could call
all
it
right.
a friendship
this conversation
date.
Is.
Who cares what other people think? Let's start with that.
Well, let's start with whoever wrote this post. Lira, what's your opinion on it? Because you always have a terrible opinion.
Oh, stop it. My opinions are great. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's pretty cool. I think all they're trying to say is if I'm really good friends with, let's say I'm really good friends with a woman. I know that, let's say she's going through some stuff. I might be going through some stuff. Maybe we're not going through anything. But I pick up the phone. Hey, what you got going on this weekend? Nothing much. Hey, you know what? Let me take you out. Let's go have a good time. Let's have dinner. I got you. People might see that and be like, oh, they're on a date. And it's just like, well, yeah, but it's a friendship date. It's not, we're not, nothing serious is going on.
But
I'm going to.
Just calling it that is going to, it makes it seem as if you are trying to get, why don't you say, well, no, we're just hanging out. She's going through some crap. We just decided to go out.
Because sometimes, okay, so like if you and I were to go out and hang.
Right.
You know, we hang. But then.
Are you on a date?
No. But what I'm saying is there's
yes,
certain things. No. All right, let me get away from Ramiro. Melissa, if you and I went out on, we went out to Encore.
Yep.
We would just be hanging.
Yes.
But if I said.
But if one of you guys called it a friendship date, I'd say who has a crush on who?
But as a friend, if I said, you know what? I want to do something special for you. It shouldn't
or
have
with
to be.
You. Or it with doesn't you. Have to be for yeah. you. It could be with
it
you.
It shouldn't have to be this big, huge thing. Like, oh my God,
so
are they together?
Why are you labeling it friendship? Why can't yeah. you just say, we're going hang out?
And whether you say hang out or date or whatever, I think what the guy was saying, it's just like, let's, you know, make it more okay that people are actually appreciating friendships yes. the same way that they
Who's
do relationships.
Yes.
A lot yeah. of people don't. Yeah. A lot of people. I think, I actually recently wrote a blog post about this. Like, we really need to make sure that we're using the same care with our friendships mm. as we do with our relationships, because those are huge parts of our lives.
I agree
right.
with
besides
that
a relationship.
Yes.
But who treated this guy like crap? That he's like coming to this revelation of like, man, I really need friends in my life.
I think it was just an opinion of yeah. something that he, yeah. you know,
he wanted,
was
it was clickbait. Whatever. That's it. No. He wanted to write an article, get people to yeah. read it.
And
there
he's,
you go.
And he's
you
going with a pretty girl. In. And in a couple of months, he's going to be like, oh, I don't know how, but magically us just hanging out developed a romance. It didn't start that way, but this romantic thing developed between us. Lord. And then 18 months later, he's going to cheat on her after 18 months of talking about how they're the perfect couple.
Open your mind, Stephen. Yeah. Open your mind.
If anybody comes to me talking about a friendship date, I'm going to be like, I don't care what you say. You want to have sex with that person. All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.